A new poll by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press finds that American public support for U.S.-led war with Iraq remains high, but worries about the length of the military involvement and the use of chemical weapons also have gone up. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with the director of the Pew Research Center, Andy Kohut.
Even as Americans tell pollsters they expect more casualties in the war, most people continue to support the war. And the poll, done from March 20th through April 1st, finds that the public's commitment to U.S. involvement in post-war Iraq is increasing.
In the fall of last year and as recently as February, 60% said the U.S. should be involved after the war. But even more Americans now recognize that we're going to help rebuild Iraq and that we're going to have to make sure that it's a stable country. Now, there are worries. A growing number of Americans say they're worried a great deal about the military commitment.
Are Americans concerned about the duration of this conflict?
Yes, they are. An increasing number of Americans think that the war itself is going to be not weeks, but months. And they worry about continuing American military presence in the Mideast and the prospect of fighting guerrillas and perhaps even suicide bombers concerns the American public.
Are more Americans now content that the president made the right decision to get involved in this conflict?
The American public is holding steady since the first days of the war. The percentage of people is about 70% saying that we made the right decision. We haven't seen any diminution in support for it was the right decision. And about 70% also say that President Bush is doing a good job in the way he's overseeing the war.
Republicans and Democrats in your poll have a sharply different perception of the war.
Huge gap. Conservative Republicans and Republicans more generally, almost to the person, support the war. Democrats, and especially liberal Democrats, are much less likely to back the war. In fact, the majority of liberal Democrats don't think it was the right decision to go to war. And conservative and moderate Democrats are closer to the views of independents who are between members of the two parties.
Andy, let's look a little bit at the demographics of perceptions of the war. White men, black men, Hispanic men all seem to be pretty much in support of the war, although white men at 77% is much larger in their support than black men at 57% or even Hispanic men at 67%. But there's one group that doesn't support the war.
That group is African American women. Only 33% of African American women support the war. A majority, a 51% majority, say it was the wrong decision. They are the significant demographic group that stands out in opposition to this decision to go to war.
Is there increasing concern about the possible use of chemical weapons against American forces?
That's the top worry. When the war started, 46% of Americans said they worried a great deal about that. That has gone steadily up, and in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights of this week, it was as high as 60%.
Do Americans believe that Saddam Hussein and his Iraqi regime possess weapons of mass destruction?
That has been one of the most consistent views of the American public, that weapons of mass destruction do exist in Iraq, and it's been one of the things that has enabled the administration to gain broad-based support even before the war started.
Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center. The poll also found that a higher percentage of college-educated Americans remain opposed to the war compared to those without a college degree. During the first Gulf War, there was no difference of opinion between the two groups. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.